Hills In Play Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. We move on to day three of the Shanghai Masters, and my name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is former professional Ian McCulloch. How are you, Ian?
I'm very well, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. On to day three, we've seen some pretty good action so far. A few shocks along the way as well. Ronnie O'Sullivan getting beaten by Alan McManus earlier on in the week. Sean Murphy safely through. We've got John Higgins out. His poor form continues. He lost to Ryan Day. And Barry Hawkins losing to Mark Williams. It's been interesting so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think if you have a real good look at it, they're not real shocks. McManus has been playing really, really well since he got the quarters at Sheffield earlier on in the year, so that's not a really shock. He was a massive price at 5-1. I did say that, you know, that was a tradable price. I fancied Ryan Day today, to win, and I think I said 5-4 as well, so I had a bit of form there, and I actually fancied Barry Hawkins to win 5-4, and he lost to Mark Williams, which is not... It's not a real shock. I think it just shows the sort of like the depth that's in the game, and you know, if you're not quite on your A game, you're going home.
Yeah, you mentioned 5-4 in that. It was 5-4 the other way, wasn't it? So you weren't too far wrong there.
No.
Just looking at the outright betting before we move on to a few of the matches taking place on Wednesday. Ding Junhui still the 9-2 market leader. Mark Selby is 5-1 with Neil Robertson. Sean Murphy 8s. Mark Allen is 11-1 with Stephen Maguire. 18s for Stuart Bingham, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Anybody stand out to you at the moment?
Mark Allen's a big pricer, 11-1. He's won the Haiku World Open the last 2 years, so he obviously likes playing in China. He takes Andrew Higginson on in the first round next couple of days, and you know, it's a game I fancy him to win. So if he wins, he's through to the last 16. He won't be 11-1 then. He'll probably be into, you know, 8-1, 9-1, something like that.
Okay, could be a bit of value then. Do play that before he plays Andrew Higginson, by the sounds of things. We're going to look at that match later on, but we'll start with Neil Robertson against Michael White. Neil Robertson 100-30 on. Michael White is 12-5. And if Neil Robertson turns up on form, he should win this, shouldn't he?
Yeah, Michael White's for me been a little bit disappointing the last couple of years. He got the World Quarterfinals, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, and he was really promising to kick on. But I still think Michael's a little bit too pot happy. Instead of thinking his way out of situations, he tries to pot his way out of situations too much, and I think that could be his undoing. Robertson's, you know, just a great all round match player now, and you'd expect Neil to come through. You know, at 3-10, it's not going to make you a millionaire, but I would expect Robertson to come through.
Okay, let's search for a bit more value then. Do you expect Robertson to win comfortably, because he's -1.5 on the handicap, or you could put a correct score on it maybe?
Yeah, I like the look of that. I like the 1.5. I could see it being 5-2, 5-3, so you'd land with the 1.5, so there's a bit more value there.
Okay, 5-2 is 7-2, and 5-3 is 19-5. Anybody wanting to play the correct scores, but ultimately you expect Robertson to win fairly comfortably?
I think so. I think he'll win with a little bit in hand. Michael White's a very, very capable player, but he doesn't seem to do it against, you know, the real big names, you know, in front of the cameras.
Okay, moving on then. Mark Selby against Ken Doherty is the next one we'll look at. Mark Selby 2-9, Ken Doherty 3-1. It's something of one of the best players around taking on one of the best of yesteryear. So, what do you make of this one?
Well, yeah, it's a clash of eras, isn't it? You know, Doherty was world champion 17, 18 years ago. This time, by the way, it comes around 1997, and you know, he's a very, very hard match player, Ken, but, Mark is sort of like the modern equivalent of the old Ken Doherty. But the difference is Selby scores heavier. Doherty's just not quite scoring in the balls like he used to. And I know Mark pulled out of the Six Reds tournament in Thailand last week because he was a little bit ill, but obviously he's travelled out to Shanghai to play in this. You know, I think he'll be happy with the draw. And again, I'd expect Selby to come through, you know, 5-2-ish, something like that.
Okay, 5-2 in favour of Selby is 16-5. You can also back Selby on the handicap. -1.5 frames. Still short, though. That's 4-9. We do have frames 1, 2 or more in favour of, just looking at the individual players. Ken Doherty to win 2 or more frames. That's short as well. So, do you see him getting at least 2?
I can see him winning 2. I can't see him winning many more.
Okay, fair enough. A comfortable victory for Selby in that one then. Moving on to Stephen Maguire against Jimmy Robertson. Maguire 130 on, Jimmy Robertson 12-5. Again, the odds stacked favourably in the shape of the more well-known player. Do you see Stephen Maguire coming through this?
Funny one, this. Maguire's just won the Six Red tournament in Thailand at the weekend. And he, obviously, that's a non-ranking event, but actually on the ranking list, Stephen Maguire is in real trouble. He's defending a lot of money. He's going to have to pick up a lot of money to hold his top 16 ranking. And I'm a big fan of Jimmy Robertson. I think Jimmy Robertson's underachieving. I think it's only a matter of time before Jimmy Robertson makes a breakthrough. It's a big, big price on Jimmy Robertson, and the lad has a lot of bottle. He's not afraid of winning on the big stage, but he just hasn't made that breakthrough yet. I think I'd like to back Jimmy Robertson, and if he gets a couple of frames in front, I think I'd trade out on him.
Right, okay, Jimmy Robertson, 12-5 could be value for you if you get on that, and he stays in front. There's added insurance as well if you do him on the handicap. Jimmy Robertson plus 2.5 there, 8-13. It is odds on, but he's got 2.5 frame advantage to start with.
So if he gets to 3, it lands. I could see him taking 3 frames. As I say, Jimmy Robertson's a very, he's a flair player. He's very similar to like a Ryan Day, very attacking, very positive sort of player. And he's come close a few times to just kicking on, and he's not quite done it, but I think it's only a matter of time. He's still only young. He's only about 25, 26 now, so there's plenty of time left for him. But I don't think Maguire will have it all his own way.
Okay. Possible upset there then. And the final match we're going to look at is Mark Allen against Andrew Higginson. Mark Allen, 3-10. Andrew Higginson, 12-5. Mark Allen's been in pretty good form this year. He won the Paul Hunter Classic not too long ago. Beat Judd Trump 4-2 in the final there. He's coming into this in arguably his best form for a while.
Yeah, he was also 3-0 up on Selby in the final in Riga and lost that 4-3. So he's number one in the PTC order of merit. And he just loves playing in China. I know Andrew Higginson only travelled out there a couple of days ago as well. He obviously travelled yesterday UK time, so he'll only be travelling there effectively now on Tuesday afternoon. So he's only got a day to adjust to the time difference and everything. You know, and really playing something like Mark Allen, you need to be on your A game. Andy's a great, great player. But I don't think his preparation has been great for this one. And I fancy Mark Allen.
OK, you fancy Mark Allen. How do you expect him to get it done? Do you think he'll be comfortable in this?
Yeah, if you look at Andrew Higginson, he does like a scrap out. He can get stuck into people and stuff like that. But there's a lot of times, if he goes 2 or 3 nil down, he does get beat very, very heavily. Doesn't seem to show a lot of resilience when he sort of thinks the match is out of his reach sort of thing. And I'm going to say Allen 5-1.
Okay, 5-1 to run away with it a little bit then. Mark Allen to win 5-1 is 9-2. Allen minus 2.5 on the handicap is 6-5. Other ways in as well if you have a look at the betting on the website. So that's the pick of the games really. Yeah, good stuff. Thank you very much, Ian. Good luck and enjoy it on Wednesday.
Cheers, Mike.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.